Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, as we began in chapter 6 and verse 7, we saw that we need to be careful not to let ourselves be deceived by teachers that will teach us to mock or condemn the standards of God and His Word. Let's pick up there today. In verse 7, taking up with that thought, it says that they might set their hope in God. This is why you teach your children the Word of God. This is why you have a family altar. This is why you take them to church where they actually preach the Word. That's why you make sure the youth group they're in is not a party youth group, but it's rather a youth group that builds them up in the true righteousness and holiness of God. And so you do that they might set their hope in God, because it's so quick that if we fail in the home, and they fail at the church, that we lose a generation, and every church, local church, is just one generation from extinction, as well as a country. So, he says in verse 7 there, Psalm 78, that they might set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, and keep His commandments. How do you not forget the works of God? By keeping them ever before them. The psalmist said he'd meditate in God's word day and night, and you'd keep it before you. Since they don't forget the works, but rather they keep His commandments. Now, that's what they're trying to direct their children to do. But notice verse 8 of Psalm 78. And might not be as their fathers. Oh, listen to what this testimony is, a true testimony of their fathers. Remember? They got to this way, it says, a stubborn and rebellious generation. And that's what they were in the wilderness. And that's why, although they were delivered from Egypt, they did not enter the promised land. It's kind of like a lot of saved people. They'll be saved from their sin, but they will not enter into the great rewards that God would have for them. They're saved, but so as by fire, ashamed at His appearing. Well, he says here, a generation. And let me reread verse 8. And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. Oh, that is a key there for us as believers. It's coming here out of the book of Psalms, the Old Testament. But that is, we've got to keep our hearts set aright. We keep our hearts set aright by being stayed upon Jehovah, by being stayed upon the Word of God. Our spirit, that inner man, that inner being, that inner will, must be steadfast with God. And we get away from that steadfast. The devil is too great for us. When we aren't steadfast, we get away from the hand and protection of our Lord and Savior and His Spirit. So you stay true to the Word. Stay true to the Word. We must all learn to do that. Don't be deceived by teachers who end up having you double-crossing God by mocking or condemning standards of God's Word, of His principles, of His doctrine, and so forth. He said, God is not mocked. You know what the word mock here? It means to make mouths at, to ridicule, to mock. It's just kind of like Eve. Her eyes were going away from God, and so she was enticed by Satan because she was not steadfast in righteousness. She was not steadfast with God, her spirit was not steadfast. Her heart did not stay aright, didn't stay in the place where it should be. And so, becoming as a God, equal with God, and making her think that God was trying to keep her down, well, that became an easy task for the devil once he could get her mind away from being steadfast with God, from God, her heart, from not being right. Their heart is not set on God and His Word. Their heart's not set aright. And how do you set your heart aright? Well, you confess sin. You keep it clean. You turn from sin and you turn to Christ and you keep your spirit then steadfast with God. And that's the responsibility each of us have before God. Now, how very important it is to walk carefully before God, not allowing ourselves any license which is unbecoming of the holiness and the righteousness of our God. You see, disobedience to God's word is always wrong 100% of the time. Now again, if we were to go back to chapter 5 and verses 16 through 24, where it talks about the spirit warreth against the flesh against the spirit, they're the contrary, the one to another, and he goes through the works of the flesh, and he goes through the works of the spirit, the fruit of the spirit. Now, it's look at those things and realize there are many today that are trying to teach, and they do it in a very deceptive manner, that you can walk in the flesh. They'll say, no, you can do those things now. The only ones that can't do that are legalists. Having morals doesn't make you a legalist, but if having morals makes me a legalist, then I'm a legalist. Stand true to the holiness of God and His righteousness makes me a legalist, then I am a legalist. But my friend, that means that you are a lascivious betrayer of God if you disagree with holiness, His righteousness, and His commandments. Now, I find it interesting. For an example, let me just take something that is not like the Ten Commandments, but it's still an imperative command given in the Word of God in the New Testament. Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the matter of some is. Now, that's a command. It's given as a command. So, you forsake when you could be there. And he says forsaking, which means you're there, not there, there, not there. You're not consistent. So, to disobey a command of God is what? It's sin. It's sin. Now, we don't like to think of it that way. Hey, don't say that because I decided to stay home and watch the Super Bowl, or because I decided that I wanted to go fishing, or I decided this. That don't call it sin. Well, you know, it really wouldn't matter if I called it sin or not. One you got to really be concerned about is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's a judge. You'll answer to Him. Now, you can do your best to try to intimidate me, but you will never intimidate God. So you better just decide that, you know, one day I'm going to give an account to God. Maybe I ought to listen to Him. You see, there are those who teach that you can walk in the flesh and at the same time feel religious. They say, we've got liberty to do these things. My friend, you know what that is? That is mocking God. It mocks God, and we're told here in verse 7, God is not mocked. In other words, reparations are on the way. Now, don't forget the word so here in verse 7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. It has the idea of to scatter. If you sow bad seed, then, my friend, that's what you're going to reap. In the parable of the sower, we read of the sower that he is Jesus Christ. And the seed he sows is the word of God. Now, since you reap what you sow is a principle and law of God, it will not be any different for the United States. Just understand this. In God's economy, no one, absolutely no one or no nation is too big to fall. Don't forget, Israel at one time was the number one world power. And we could look at Babylon. We could look at the Medo-Persian Empire. We could look at the Grecian Empire and the Roman Empire. None of them were too big to fall. Although at the height of their day, I'm sure people thought there's no way they could ever fall. But they did. Now, we must first sow the gospel and the word of righteousness in order to prepare people for the coming judgment that I believe is probably coming to America for what she has sowed, unless we have a Jonah revival. Now, you remember Jonah? He was sent to Nineveh, and he said in 40 days. Now, that was not a 40 days of purpose, not a purpose-driven event, philosophical thing. Rather, it was preaching of judgment to come and the need of repentance and confession. Boy, I tell you what, they did. They got in sackcloth and ashes, and they got rid of all these worldly things. Now, there's a lot of people, and they're having their 40 days of purpose, and oh, they're praying, and they're having Bible, and then they're including their rock music, and but they put Jesus' name in it. That makes it all right. They're drinking, but if you social drink, that's all right. They're going to movies, but if you wear something on your shirt that says, I like Jesus, or you got a cross on your lapel or something like that, then you're all right. Now, you know, you can go to that movie. That's the way it is. You see, we have a tendency, as Jude 4 says, and listen to the way Jude 4, and Jude 4 says this is what's happening in the last days, because that passage is written of the last days. And listen to what it says. It says, for there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God, and remember, our God is holy, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible plans, my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.